USA Radio News.
There seems to be no end in sight to the partial government shutdown as House lawmakers don't plan on voting this week. Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy tells Fox News things are very quiet on Capitol Hill.
Not much has happened in Washington, as best I can tell. Ultimately, the president needs to sign a bill. Schumer needs to give 10 votes for it to pass in the Senate until they finish their deliberations. Hopefully, when Schumer decides that he agrees we need security on our Mexican-U.S. border, we'll be able to go back to work.
The Ohio Senate failed to override the veto of House Bill 258 by Governor John Kasich. That bill would ban abortion if there's a heartbeat detected. Kasich originally vetoed the bill, saying the state would likely lose any lawsuit challenging the bill. The roller coaster ride on Wall Street continues as the Dow at one point was down over 500 points, did rally back, though, to close up over 250. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you. The all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.